We have had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the Big Bob Buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny, and as always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Jam here.
What is up, everyone? Happy Thanksgiving week. Happy holidays. Thanksgiving is already here in America, in the United States.
That it is.
In the United States. We are here. We hope you have a good Thanksgiving or holiday. If you don't celebrate it, we still hope you have, you know, a good week. And I hope you're able to at least get some time off. You know, unless you work in retail. And I know how that is. And you usually don't get time off. But, yeah. So, I had my family dinner yesterday with my mom's side of the family.
Was it delish?
It was. I ate a bunch of food. Didn't take a picture. I wish I would have. But y'all know what food looks like.
Yeah.
The majority of people know what Thanksgiving food looks like.
Most
ham, dressing. I had chicken and dressing. I had two different types of ham. Some turkey, some corn, some green beans, some baked beans, a roll, some broccoli and cheese casserole stuff. Actually, two rolls. Meatball, sausage ball. Yeah, I had a lot of food.
Hell yeah.
But it's like a little bit, like, I do the little sampler platter, where it's just like half a spoonful, you know, the big serving spoon.
Yeah.
Not even really half. Just a little bit of everything. And then if I like something, if I'm not too full, I'll go back and see if they have any more of it. If not, oh well. Yeah. There's a lot of people there. It was fun. It was a good time. Had a good time. So I've already got my Thanksgiving on. Gonna have one more dinner Thursday, and then me and Jim Jam and his fam are gonna do a breakfast
for Friday.
Yeah, Friday breakfast.
It's Black Friday breakfast.
Oh yeah, y'all ain't gonna go Black Friday. Women ain't going Black Friday shopping.
No, kids only get one big thing, and that was it.
Yep, that's all they need. I thought about that, and I was like, I really don't need anything.
No.
We bought way too many shirts. I got this Stab shirt on. Can't really see it.
Stab? What movie is that?
Yeah. It's a fictional movie.
Who directed it?
It's fictional. I don't know who directed it in the Scream series. To be honest, I'm sure they talked about it. But I got Graveyard Goods had a mystery tee drop, so I got all three shirts. I'm not the biggest Scream fan, so I'll probably the other two shirts I'm debating on what to do with them.
How much did you pay for the whole thing?
$70.
That's what.
And they're regularly $30 a shirt. And the one fucking, they're not shirts, because one of them's like the original Scream. And then there's Scream 3 shirt.
Selling it for a month.
And on the back of it, it has Scream 3, the album. And I think it had the songs. It's like a front and back shirt. It's a really cool shirt, but I'm not the biggest Scream fan. I do like the Stab shirt. I like the color. I thought it was going to be all Stab because people said something about Stab. That's pretty cool. You know, it's kind of meta. You know, that's why I like the Scream movies. But I'm not a huge original Scream fan. Like, I watched the first two.
Yeah.
And didn't move on past that, you know. Because when it hit, I was in...
I thought you watched 6, didn't you?
No, I've watched the latest movies. And I like them. But, like, when they first come out, you know, I watched the first two, I think. And, like I said, at that time, teenager, had other shit going on mostly to watch movies all the time. We was out partying, trying to get drunk and finger bitches.
Finger bitches.
Yeah, as they say.
Is that all you wanted to do is finger them?
Oh, no. But, you know how it goes.
You know something? Did we talk about it last week? Oh, this has been a while back. But just the tip got me. Try fucking pepper.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we tried the Carolina Reaper. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a tip always works.
Yeah. Just a tip, baby. I just
put some tip in. So many times, a girl next door to us, she would come over and tell us, Yeah, my boyfriend said he just wanted to put the tip in and just sit there. And we ended up having sex. I'm like, well, fucking of course.
Yeah, that's the dumbest. Well, let's put it this way. Teenagers fall for young girls. Guys are willing to do whatever it takes to.
Growing up, she was a neighbor. She was pretty hot.
Yeah.
So I was like, thought I was in love with her. I was like, damn, I'm trying to put just a tip.
Yeah. Let's be
fucking
honest.
Fucking 13-year-old boy, of course. They were going
to. Any good-looking woman, a 13-year-old
show in love show, with. Yeah.
Any kind of interest, she's in love. Yeah. So, yeah.
I went and got her flowers, wildflowers, and gave them to her. And her mom got mad and said something like, get them out of my house. They got bugs on them. So you can see if they had bugs on you, dumb bitch. she hated because no one got her flowers, what it was.
Yeah, but you was real. You simping.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, that's what they call it nowadays. You simping over old girl. You was
simping. You just wanted to give her, be sweet and give her something. They call simping now.
Well,
I guess because
simping, dude.
I guess because females nowadays like to be talked bad to and shit. Well, that's always nice, man.
I don't know. It seems like fucking some idiots. Of them do. Yeah, they don't know how to be treated well.
They're fucking idiots.
Majority of women now, like as you get older. I don't want to be in a relationship. My last relationship was so bad. It's like, you wouldn't know how it is to be treated good. So it's complicated. Anyways, let's talk about that stuff. No one cares about our lame loser stories. We have some horror news.
News.
Horror news.
Hey, what else? My face and my hands or whatever. That's how I'm talking about this.
So, first off, Linnea Quigley. I'm just going to let y'all know this.
We're old.
25 years ago was 1998. Doesn't seem like it was, but yeah.
Well, Johnny.
Catch up to that.
I'm almost 40. You're in your 40s, so yeah.
Yeah, so my 25th reunion would be next year.
My 20th reunion was this year, which I don't ever go to.
No, I haven't been to one.
I'm not friends with none of them, Harley, so why would I go?
Oh, I'm not friends with any of them. Like, when we talk about friends, I have a different definition of friends than I think most people do. Like, I wouldn't consider that I'm friends with any of the people that I used to be friends with. We used to be friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're not friends anymore.
I guess you kind of see it as almost like friends are the ones you interact with.
Yeah.
At least weekly, right?
Yeah, like, and, you know, you want to go out and do stuff with people.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as, like, it's the same way with people at work. You're acquaintances.
Pretty much.
You're friendly.
Because most time when you, like, either get fired or leave a job.
You never talk to me.
Yeah, there's hardly anybody out there. Johnny's the only one.
Yeah, so... That's why when it's just people like, oh, I'm good friends with this person. Yeah, but are you actually friends? Do y'all go hang out outside of work? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when you see them in public, do y'all sit and talk for a while? Or do you just say, hey, man, what's up? Not seeing you. And move on.
Speaking of, I saw one of the guys we used to work with at Great Lakes. So, Southern one.
No clue.
Sure was. He's a bald guy.
Yeah, really, no clue. Yeah. See, that's
all he did was, hey, what's up, man? That's it, and he walked by.
Yeah, because you're not friends.
Yeah.
You're friendly. You're acquaintances. And I think it needs to be normalized. It's okay to be acquaintances with people. You don't have to consider everyone your friend, especially like people on the internet, Facebook. You're probably not friends with them because the level of friendship goes, would that person turn you into the cops? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they would, then they're not friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your real friends would be like, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. Don't know anything about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep their mouth shut. And most people aren't going to do that because they're not your friend. They're going to protect themselves. And that's just how it goes. Yeah.
Speaking of friends, they're going to get together and do stuff. Big Bob Buddy Meet Too is happening. I don't think we didn't we say we was going to do something last week? Or did we
talked about, I don't think we had the Mick Foley thing down, did we?
No. So,
Yeah, Zanies. We might have.
Well, if not, we're going to say it again. But December 21st, Zanies. We're not hosting.
We're not hosting it.
Yeah, the way I put it out there, like, we fucking set this shit up. No, we set the Big Ball Money meetup to go there. It was already happening. I reached out to Battle for the Battleground podcast. He works at 105.9. He didn't know nothing about it. He said Zanies usually reaches out to him. But anyways, you know, he's, like I said, he's a podcast of, Eli is his co-host. He used to do the Music City Horror podcast.
Okay.
But, yeah, they got a wrestling podcast, and I reached out and asked if he was going because, you know, he's a big wrestling fan. He didn't even know nothing about it. So, yeah, we'd like to do it. It'd be cool if, you know, we helped sell it out.
Well, the whole thing is the Big Ball Buddy meetups are just more likely a group of guys.
Yeah.
You just like-minded. You want to go out, and you don't really get the opportunity to go out much. And like, so
the last one we had, one of the guys, he...
John.
Or both of them, really.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. I didn't want to make it sound like, you know, they didn't have no friends or nothing, but they don't have friends
to go to haunted house
like this. Yeah,
I mean, they said it.
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
Yeah, they didn't have friends that like going to haunted houses, so it's always cool to have people to go with and do that. And of course, John is a wrestling fan, so he already got his ticket, so we know we got John. So it's,
I think, and you know, you sit at the table, just have a conversation and hang out and just get out of the house, you know?
And we get to listen to Mick Foley, Mankind, Dude Love, what else, Cactus Jack.
I mean, when you're middle-aged, so we're middle-aged now.
Yeah.
You got to have an event to go to or want to get out. You know, it's a lot harder.
It's
going to
be awesome because say Mick Foley's going to be so cheerful because this is his favorite time of the year.
Christmas. Yeah, that's right. So, like, yeah.
I hope he comes. It'd be cool if he comes dressed for Santa Claus.
That'd be freaking hilarious and great. Are we going to do a Mick chant? Like wrestling when he comes out? Like,
how do you do it, though?
Mick. Like,
I bet it'll happen.
Because I thought about, like, before he come out and just, are we doing a Mick chant? are we going to do a Mick chant? Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't want to be that guy. I mean, I would think, like, he's a wrestler. Like, when he comes out, wouldn't you just be like, Mick?
More than likely, we're not going to be able to have our phones with, use our phones because...
I don't care.
That's fine, but they got these bags you put them in where you...
Well, it says it's at their discretion. They're just letting you know that it could happen.
Well, yeah, but I look these bags up and you just put them in. They don't block your signal or nothing. It's just in that zone. You can't unlock the bag until you get out of the zone. So you carry it with you.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I have it on me.
Yeah, well, bring your watch.
I don't care.
Emergency. Well,
I mean, I'll be honest.
I'm going to bring a watch just in case of an emergency. I need one.
Because I don't need to be on my phone. I think it'll be, I can see where it'd be a distraction where people are on their phones, like filming the event. It's like, dude. Enjoy your time there. Make the memory with your friends. And it's going to be fun, man. So if you'd like to go.
We got a link on Facebook, the Big Ball Buddies group. It's pinned, right?
Yes, I pinned
it. It has the link for the tickets on that event.
So they're only $30.
Oh, yeah. But you can pay more and you can actually meet Mick.
Yeah. So if you want to go.
I might change my mind, and if I can upgrade, I might do it while I'm there, just to go meet him.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spend $100. Plus, it's like I say, it's a work night, so you don't have to work. I got
no.
You know, but yeah, that's what it is. Come out, support us. Support us on TikTok too.
We're doing pretty good on TikTok, getting a lot more comments. It's like every video gets comments, huh?
Yeah.
Got a lot of regulars, which we love, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I want to shout out, she originally started Lady Specs. She is in the hospital right now. She's about to have surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we'll give her a shout out. I don't know if she listens to this or not, but whatever, you know. But yeah, Lady Specs, 78. So. She had something going on with her. She's in the hospital. So I sent her the videos of Porn Room Activity to lift her spirits.
Oh, God.
That'll lift your spirits, won't it?
Yeah. But, yeah, we just appreciate all the support we can get and all the support listening to us on this podcast and everything else. But Linnea Quigley,
we've never started.
Lost film from her from 25 years ago. This is where this started. We're circling back. You know how we do it. Scream Queen, I guess, is the name of the film. It's the only thing I can think of. It's called Scream Queen. I just want to make sure. But we'll be on Blu-ray on November 28th. Apparently, it was a lost film from 25 years ago, and it's coming to Blu-ray. So be on the lookout for it if you want to support that. Just thought we'd give a... this Super Obscurity was shot in 1998 by indie horror... I don't know what stalwart means. Brad Skies, and finally finished in 2002. Considered a lost Linnea Quigley movie, Scream Queen is not only a solid 90s shot on video slasher that borrows from the Italian giallo subgenre, but also takes swift jabs at the U.S. independent horror movie scene at the time. So, the synopsis of horror star Melissa Toombs seriously dies after leaving the set of her latest now unfinished low budget shot on video shocker. Soon, an unseen mass killer is chopping and hacking his slash her way through the cast and crew as punishment for Toombs' death, leaving a bloody trail of revenge. That sounds pretty good. So it's a late 90s shot on video revenge top movie. So
what it say why it didn't ever come out?
I never really did.
That's crazy though. That
probably it was independent, so it's a good chance that it didn't get the right funding.
It's kind of like that one that they're going to do a sequel with the Bill Moseley's character in Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah,
Top. They're going to try to do American something killer psycho. Not American psycho, but American camp. I don't remember. But the son of Toby Hooper was going to try to do it, but it was going to be based around Chop Top. But I don't know if it ever what is going on with it. But we talked about it before.
So this is what it says: Visual Vengeance gave Quigley's film Heart of Darkness, which was shot in '89, then got lost in obscurity and distribution false starts for over 30 years of Blu-ray release. So they're doing the same thing with this one. So it's pretty much the same thing where, you know, it just gets pushed back, put on the back burner, and eventually just forgotten about and just given up on.
They're going to start treating fucking horror movies like wine. They're just going to make them and let them sit for 20 years and then put them out.
And really with the people that they're in the horror community and, you know, fame, like you got higher end, you know, well-known actors, actresses. I can see it happening. You know, more often like the unknown films or going the independent unknown films that are sort of well done, people will buy them.
Yeah.
You know? Get that nostalgia in too, because it was 25 years ago.
Nostalgia's coming back, hell.
Yeah, and you remember the 90s.
What'd you call it? Southwestern style?
Yeah, clothing? The patterns are coming back. The
90s, like girls are wearing like high-waisted jeans now and shit.
Like your wife said, Miss Jam said, like the Aztec patterns, you know, it's all coming back around.
Native American looking clothing and stuff.
Yeah, them patterns.
So, hell, I guess we're going to have to start watching some, National Lampoon's movies? Like Christmas Vacation and shit. But, hey, speaking of this, I got some ideas for my ideas that are going to happen. So it's like no one can steal it because I'm going to get it out before that. But I got a Days of Thunder image coming. I'm going to put it on the back of my flannel.
There you go. You going to have a green flannel?
Yeah, I got one of them. I got Weekend of Bernie's coming. It should be here today or tomorrow. But, I found one image. This is the image it's going to be, though.
Oh, that's not great.
Found that one.
Yeah.
And that is someone made it, though. And my buddy Carol, that owns Halloween Hollow, co-owns it, His buddy made it. The same buddy. You remember that Camp Nightmare poster I had hanging up? The same guy that made that made that. Just so happened I come across him. Damn. He said, yeah, he'd kill you if you did that. And I was like, yeah, never mind. I'll find something else. But that one, I'm going to see him next year at Camp Nightmare because he's going to be there again. So I'm going to talk to him and see if he'll let me, maybe we can work something out. You know, it'll only be one, probably. So I'll give him half the money or something. But I think it would be cool to be on the back because that image was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot better image than just the regular movie poster. But yeah, I thought like 80s, 90s movie posters on flannels would be pretty cool. But like The Weekend at Bernie's is not going on flannel. It's going on, I'm not going to talk about that right now. Because I ain't trying to have nobody steal my idea. I hadn't really been seeing it.
No.
And so yeah, but I just know that A Weekend at Bernie's shirt is coming, but it's not what you're thinking. Because, yeah.
Yeah, you're going.
Well, we do have Christmas horror flannels out. I ordered some more images, but I'm going to start. I don't know if Johnny will set up with me, but if it ain't too cold, set up at the flea market on Saturdays. I'll try to sell some stuff. You know?
Yeah. There's a lot of...
And then a lot of craft fairs. You know,
there's a lot of craft fairs, man.
So, I was told that we need to do regular Christmas stuff, too. Not the horror Christmas, but just regular Christmas.
Why?
I don't know.
Who told you that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come mind his own business. Is that what you're trying to be? Or is that what you're trying...
No.
You got to try to do what you're trying to do.
But the whole name of the... That's why I was like, you know, the whole name of the fucking thing is the horror basement routine. It's not...
Yeah. You're doing horror. Yeah. You're catering to horror. You're not catering to Christmas.
Just how happened it's that time of year.
Yeah.
But we got Christmas horror images, so it's perfect.
That's Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got Krampus, which maybe it'll do better in the wild, but online, no one's even...
I'm just sitting there thinking, like, what other companies cater that are horror friends? Just cater to just Christmas stuff. Original, they have horror images on.
Oh,
because you're a horror company. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's move on. So we have a news article that the People Under the Stairs reboot, from Jordan Peele, produced by Jordan Peele, has found a writer. I guess he's been tied to this for the last 2-3 years, but Ezra Clayton Daniels has signed on to write the screenplay. He's from Doom Patrol and Night Sky. So, I mean, it could be interesting. Everyone remembers The People Under the Stairs. It was...
Sean Whalen was that, wasn't he?
Do what?
Sean Whalen.
Yeah, I believe he was in it, right?
Mm-hmm. What was his name, Bug? Is that his name?
Ah, man. But that was one that stuck with you.
Yes, because it has the kid from the Mighty Ducks in it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's always like watching it as a kid. I guess still don't know how I've seen it, but parts of it. I probably didn't get to see the whole movie.
Fool?
Yeah.
And then we have... Where is it, Sean?
Bing Rames.
Roach. That's what
Roach. That was his name. Bugs Club.
Yeah.
Grandpa
Booker.
So it's got a screenplay writer. And it'll probably be out in 3 years. So keep an eye out.
He was in The Sandlot too. He played Kenny.
Yeah. What, the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in Mighty Ducks.
That's what I remember.
Jesse Hall.
I didn't watch Mighty Ducks.
I don't know if I sold it or not, but I think I got a Sandlot flannel still available. I did it.
All right. Well,
I got it. The ones that are left over are in the Buick, so.
All right.
Anyways.
Anyhow.
Yeah, so we got that coming. Say it was a reboot, right?
Yeah. They just found a writer. We're just letting people know that they found a writer.
What
the hell? Terrifier, y'all, is getting a novelization and a podcast. I don't know. I guess we'll get a little bit, you know, time. I don't know how they're going to do a podcast.
Well, what they're going to do, they're going to, I guess, break down it further.
So, obviously, they have to, surely have to have Damon a part of it, right? And, well, you necessarily don't have to have David on there all the time, but you should have fucking David Leone, the man that created this crazy psycho.
But, maybe. I mean, you just people, I don't know, probably. I don't know how much you can talk about Terrifier, to be honest.
Says the Cineverse Podcast Network, which has a Bloody FM podcast banner, will be launching a new podcast that's dedicated to the Terrifier franchise. We'll see if I can find it real quick. On my CastBox app. I don't know if y'all use that, but...
Yeah, so I deleted it. Are you interested in reading Terrifier novelization? So they're going to make some books out of it and going to have a podcast. They're going to oversaturate it. People are going to get fucking tired of it. And we'll move on, you know? Yeah, I had to delete the CastBox app because when I would turn my Bluetooth on, it would automatically want to start up.
That's stupid.
In my car. And I did not appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing. It's not pulling out, so.
It's not out yet.
Well, I'm just saying, that Bloody FM podcast.
Oh, well, it's on their own net. So it's probably something to do with Cineverse.
We tried to do that before.
Yeah.
On the network. Didn't work that well.
Yeah, it's probably a Cineverse Podcast Network, so they're Bloody FM podcast banner. I don't know what. So they probably have their own little thing that you got to go to, maybe. So if you're into Terrifier and you love it, you'll get more products, maybe in depth on the special effects and the preparation to make the films and stuff, some behind the scenes stuff, right? I mean, that's the way I take a podcast to go, right?
Yeah.
More well, likely.
Speaking of podcasts, I don't know if we talked about this on the Horror Basement or back when we was going Beyond the Basement.
Beyond.
Okay. So, Pig Killer is coming to theater, is out now in theaters and VOD. Oh. Reaches VOD and Brute Next. Oh, it's in theaters right now, so I'm sure it's select. We got a screener for this, and what the fuck? This is about Robert Picton, he's not a pig killer. He is the pig farmer.
Yeah, he killed a lot of
people. Serial killer. But we got, what's his name? Busey's, Jake Busey playing Robert Picton. Man, they got some scenes in here. Did I send the scene to you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, they show a woman blowing a dude, and they show the dick in the moon. But I don't think it's not his dick. I think it's real. It's like a dildo or some shit.
Yeah.
But they show that shit.
Wow. It's hard to believe an actress would want to do that. But, I mean, that's cool, I guess. And where was you following up with that?
So, yeah, I watched it. This shit was fucking crazy anyways. This, you know, the whole situation with Robert Picton. But this movie was fucking wild, gruesome, but the one scene I'm talking about is dude had like a mangled dick. It just looked it was horrendous looking. And then, but I'm not gonna say all of it, but it shot really well. It's supposed to be in Canada, that's where it took place. But I wouldn't say it's a rated R movie, I say it's more of like X rated.
Oh, damn.
Because it's
a lot of nudity.
Yeah, it shows Baleen, I think, naked. She used to be active back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
I think it shows. But it does show some nudity. Obviously, it shows some.
So it's got BGB?
Yep.
Got some guts.
Lots of it.
Got some blood, guts, and boobs. Speaking of, oh, What are y'all doing Thanksgiving Day?
Eating with her mom.
What time?
No, not sure. I'll ask.
Because we could go and watch Thanksgiving at 4:45 and tell home. On Thanksgiving Day. Sorry. I don't know. I looked that up. But yeah, that'd be pretty cool because I've only got one Thanksgiving thing to do on Thanksgiving Day. It's in Murfreesboro. But I should be home. Starts at noon. Eat at noon. Going to try to get there like 11, 11:15. Be able to leave by 1. That's it, you know what I mean? And then,
yeah.
And then be home. And then at 4:45, they have a showing for Thanksgiving. But watch Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. I mean,
Andy's on the way home, so when we're done recording, we can talk to her about it. But that would be fucking cool.
I mean, that'd be cool. Have any of you watched Thanksgiving? If you have, let us know what you think of it. Just hit us up on social media and just tag us, you know, Big Ball Buddies or whatever. Follow us on the Big Ball Buddies and Creative Posts and talk about
it. Yeah, we got a group that it would be cool to do it there because, you know, everybody can see it. And I would like to build it, you know, because lately, you know, there's some people that we had one guy post and said he's with us with the baldness or whatever. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it would be cool to just be able to talk about anything. You can tell us about kind of food you eat or new stuff you've seen out there and that we would like to review. Or just
need to put that up on the page. Like, hey, if y'all. Just, you know, whenever, not right now. But like something, you know, like
more interaction.
Yeah, like, hey, if you see new food, hit us up on here. You know, let us know where you found it.
Yeah, like,
you know, that
next spring we're gonna do a Big Ball Buddy getaway weekend in Chicago. I guess we're gonna call it a Big Ball Buddy meetup, but we're gonna do it.
Jim's rushing this, maybe. See,
but I already
want to.
We got two people I know up there, so we got Angela, former co-host of the podcast. She recommended some places we go to try. And we'll try to link up with her and have dinner, maybe, and her husband.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
She's almost done with one or two more years, and she'll be
retired.
So I think she's getting the fuck out of Chicago.
I don't blame her. All right. So, anyways,
then old Pat O, he seems very excited for us to come up here. So we'll have to link up with old Pat O and
yeah.
I have to whoop his ass in some fucking skee ball.
Yeah.
I don't know, that championship belt I made was a piece of shit, and I threw it away when we moved, so. Yeah. Go get me a cheap ass WWE belt and just put a little sticker over it. It says skee ball champion. Yeah. Get one of them toy ones from Walmart. That's what I might do if we do it. I'll take that up there and I'll have. Yeah. Anyways. So we got this Exorcist Believer is coming to Peacock next month. So the new one, the sequel is, will this be the sequel to the, I don't even know if I even saw the Exorcist remake. Is it out?
Yeah, it come out. We didn't watch it. It came out to theaters. I didn't get to watch it.
Okay. So they're, God.
What?
I guess I need
to watch it. I wanted to watch it, but I didn't get to.
Oh, that's the one with Danny McBride writing it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's the same people that wrote the Halloween stuff. Okay, so we'll have to check it out. Man, maybe we'll hang out one night. We'll watch both of them back to back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a Big Ball Buddy meetup with just me, Johnny, and the fam. But yeah. Yeah, coming to Peacock next month, December 1st. So you can watch both of them. So, y'all, we saw this come across. We got a Triple Xmas movie coming. Stars Felicia Rose, Dolly Lee, and Drew Maverick, and Jessa Flux. We know of her from, she done some movies with Donald Farmer. So,
no idea.
Yeah, she's one of those low budget screen queens that also has OnlyFans. So, she's, I think I looked her up before, and she does some, like, she's old school, like, webcamming back in the day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I don't mean to say she's old or nothing, but you know what I mean. She's, like, early 2000s. She was doing it when it first started, I guess.
Rich.
Yeah. But, yeah. I'll show the poster real quick over here. I'll go to full screen, and y'all can see the poster of it. But here it is. It's going to – looks like it's going to be some BGB in it. Some blood, guts, and boobs. There's a Kirk Maverick right there. He's good friends with Nightmare Christie, which we're hoping to next year get out to Vegas too. Go see the Nightmare Toys at their new store, because we was lucky enough to see the OG store and do a podcast out of it. Yeah, it'd be nice to get out there and see the Nightmare Toys and Nightmare Cafe, right?
100%.
And then, but this movie, it looks like more like a take on more of an adult movie. We'll say that, I'll read this. Look alive, blood babes. The festive yeast season is nearly upon us. A time of giving and celebrating the winter solstice of honored demons punishing naughty children through torture. Also known as the sun's birthday. Also known as Christmas. And as all know by this point, with Christmas comes Yuletide terror. Obviously, Krampus is the frequent visitor, whether it be movies, books, songs, comics, or what have you. Snowmen also come by from time to time, as well as fancying the occasional cold-blooded murderer. Of course, none of them match up to master holiday horror itself, Santa Claus. Yes, old Saint Nick, no stranger to spreading guts just as much as cheer, gathering quite the body count over this year. This Christmas is proving no different. Okay. Just read all that for no reason. Directed by James Dean. The feature stars Drew Maverick, Jessa Flux of Murderkeist? What does that say?
Murderkeist, yeah.
Which can, you can read, anyways. Alongside fantastic Felissa Rose and Dolly Lee. Judging by the trailer, the film is looking to bring equal helpings of blood, sex to the Christmas table. So, you want to watch the trailer of this?
I don't know. It don't matter.
It might as well. We're almost done here. Yeah, we're going to watch the trailer real quick. Let me get the sound going, right? Here we go. All right. Let's see if you'll hear that now.
God damn! Fuck!
No, you can't hear nothing.
Jesus.
You okay, bud?
Cry.
You okay?
I gotta work it out, but anyways.
All right, we're gonna start this over and turn this down real quick.
I'm over here fucking building a ski ball.
No, you're good. All right. Here we go, y'all.
And I'll bring you some cookies.
You do know you're the only one that still calls me that, right?
So we're not just out here to film a couple of scenes.
Yeah, Johnny, I think we got that all figured out.
So?
So, we're making a feature film.
This film is fucked.
You act like you're a stranger to my slices.
Dad, they're all dead. Oh, no, sweetie. Oh, my God. Is this your first shoot?
This is my fucking set.
Wait, we're working with guns?
You were on the nice list for so long.
Hey,
them from me!
We should have never got him the Criterion channel. Ever since then, he's been walking around like Gaspar fucking No or something.
Hell yeah. If you want to go support Felissa Rose, that's a good way to do it. I'll go back.
Right there.
I was wanting to look right there. Pause it on the movies. Psycho 8.
Huh. That's what's his name? We interviewed him at Full Moon. Bree introduced us to him.
Oh, man, if you wouldn't. That has...
Atticus?
Adam.
No.
Bennick. Addison Bennick.
Addison, yeah, that's it.
Addison Bennick. Yeah, Psycho 8. I knew. I was like, did that say Psycho 8? That's a pretty good movie. I got it.
Yeah.
Psycho 8 2 is coming out. It's like a movie like... It's tongue-in-cheek, man.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy and, you know, fun.
It's a trauma. Yeah. It's highly influenced by trauma.
Yeah, yeah, because Johnny got to interview him.
Yeah, I did not know I was doing an interview that day.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was like, do what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, we want to interview him. I was like, what?
Did I know?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Back when I had a bad part of time about telling Johnny we're doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I was like, I thought we were just here to watch a movie. What the fuck?
So, yeah. I want to touch on this. Sending the love and all that out to folks in Iceland. If you know anybody that lives out there, know anybody, be safe out there. Get the fuck away from there. It's mainly in the... Grindavik area. Grindavik? Is that Grindavik? Right there?
Yeah, sure.
Volcano about to go crazy. Look at that right there, Johnny. Good God. What would you do if you was like driving and this happened right here? Opened up the fucking street just... Well, you'd hear it feel the earthquake, but yeah. They're dealing with some volcanic and some lots of earthquakes, so if I was in that area, I would get the fuck out. Because hell is coming up from the ground. So this looks like something out of a fucking movie, though.
Well, I mean, you know, earthquakes are happening everywhere. It's going to be rough.
Yep. But, man. Yeah, everybody, I think we'll have another episode before Thanksgiving. But, no, this will be the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is Thanksgiving episode.
So, happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. Happy holidays and all that
good stuff. Just be safe. Like, if you drink and all that stuff, you know, be careful, man. Get fucked up, you know. Be careful. Don't go to jail.
Is that blue and white camo?
Yeah. Okay. So cheesy.
But, hell yeah, y'all. I appreciate y'all watching. If you watch on Tingler Television, they're going through some... changes with stuff, so just keep a lookout for that. But yeah, you can find us if you're listening to us, so you already know where to find us. But be sure to contact us anonymously if you want, 931-325-9755, and then you can visit tnhorror.com. Got any concerns or anything, just message us there. Y'all have a good, happy Thanksgiving. Eat all that good food and all that good stuff. Let us know if there's anything that we should try. Follow us on our Big Ball Buddies Facebook page or group. Just look it up and you'll find it. But I guess that's all we got, Johnny. We out.
Peace!
Now it's time to say goodbye to the Basement Guys again. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Or that is, spooks and spells. Take your shirt off. Y'all come back now. You hear?